请弟兄姊妹翻到彼得前书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3?
彼得前书第三章，我们从第一节读到第七节。
We will read from verses 1 to 7.
彼得前书第三章第一节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear,
你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以慈为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
For in this manner,In former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
读经就站到这里，请低头一点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你每次来到你的施恩座前，我们内心充满了欢喜。
Lord, we give thanks to you every time when we come before your throne of grace. Our hearts are filled with rejoicing.
因为每次来到面前都是因着耶稣基督的恩典。
Because every time we come before you, it's because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
每次来到这里，我们都是要再次领受你，恩典的扶持，你的怜悯。
Every time when we come here, we will receive again the sustaining.Of your grace and mercy.
我们要领受你的话语，生命的供应。
We come to receive your life and the provision of your word.
叫我们常常活在你话语光中。
So that we often could live in the light of your word.
让你的话真是成我们生命的引导，走在这一条地上寄居客旅的生活上。
So that your word will be our leading, guidance as we conduct ourselves in this pilgrimage.
因此，让我们存一个。安静等候，存着敬畏的心，侍立在你面前。
Grant us this heart of fear and quietness, standing before your presence.
我们仍然需要你宝血再次护庇我们。
We do need your precious blood to cover us all.
因为不是凭着我们自己，乃是你恩典的怜悯。
Because it's not by ourselves, but simply by the mercy of your grace.
因此，我们仍然凭着信心，坦然无惧来到你面前。
So in faith, we simply come boldly in your sight. Once again, we offer to you thanksgiving and praises. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
早上让燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看彼得前书。
This morning, again, I would like to fellowship with you on 1 Peter.
我们说到彼得前书的信息呢，是讲到在盼望中过寄居的生活。
We know the message of 1 Peter is to live in hope to conduct yourselves in your pilgrimage. We have received a new life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And because we possess this life, we now become people with a living hope.
我们这个盼望呢，是要得到那不朽坏、不能丢、不能衰残、存留在天上的基业。
Because in hope we are obtaining this inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved for us in heaven.
所以这个盼望呢，是在天上的。
So this hope is in heaven.
因着这样的。 蒙恩得救，我们在神面前，我们和神有一个新的关系。
And because we have been saved by His grace, we now have formed this new relationship with Him.
彼得告诉我们说，我们成为一般在基督里被拣选的族类。
Peter tells us that we are a chosen race in Christ.
我们在基督里面成为一个新造的人。
In Christ, we have become a new creation.
我们在神面前成为一般君尊的祭司。
And also before God, we are royal priesthood.
我们蒙召乃是要侍奉我们的神。
We have been called to serve our God.
我们是一般圣洁的国民。
Also, we are a holy nation.
因为神把我们从世界黑暗里面分别出来的归给他。
Because God has set us apart from the darkness of this world unto Himself.
我们成为一般圣洁的百姓。
So we are called holy people.
我们是属于神的子民。
We are a people of His special treasure.
我们是一般独特的子民。
We are unique people.
我们不列在这个万民当中。
Not being reckoned among all the
nations. 正如以色列百姓，神把他们从埃及拯救出来，他们不列在万民当中。
Just as the God of Israel delivered them from all the world, and they are not reckoned among the nations.
他们是独特的子民，他是单单的是要归给神的。
They are unique, peculiar people, solely belonging to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是讲到我们和神的一个关系，我们的身份是这样一种的。
Brothers and sisters, all these tell us what our relationship with our God is, what is our identity.
虽然我们的盼望是在将来，是在天上。
Although our hope is in heaven, is in the age to come.
但是今天我们仍然活在地上。
Today, as we continue to live in this world,
我们和这个世界和这个地的关系是怎样关系呢？
Then what is our relationship with this earth and this world?
彼得告诉我们说，我们是客旅，是聚居的人。
As Peter tells us that we are pilgrims, we are exiles.
那说明在地上是个暂时的。
It tells us we live here on earth temporarily.
因为我们的家乃是在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
那才是我们。 将来永远的归宿。
That's the forever belonging for each one of us.
所以当我们蒙恩得救，我们看见我们在神面前，我们的身份是怎样的身份。
So after we have been saved by His grace, we now recognize what our identity is before our God.
我们就知道如何来过地上的生活。
And then we should know how we ought to conduct ourselves in this world.
这样的生活呢，是要见证我们的神。
Our life is supposed to testify of our God.
来宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
To proclaim the excellencies of the God who has called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
我们在地上成为神的一个见证。
So in this world, we are His testimony.
把神把它彰显，把它表明出来。
To manifest, to reveal God.
让人认识我们神是怎样的神。
So people would know what kind of God He is.
他为我们成就了怎样的工作。
And what kind of work He has accomplished for us.
所以当我们要开始过地上居居客旅的生活的时候。
As we are about to live this pilgrimage life.
比如说你们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Peter tells us that abstain yourself from the fleshly lust.
因为我们从前没有信主之前，以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们。
Just as in Ephesians 2 tells us, before we believe in the Lord.
我们从前都是在放纵肉体的私欲，在随着肉体心中所喜好上面行事为人。
We used to walk in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
我们像羊走迷了，偏行己路。
We are just like sheep that have gone astray.
所以从前我们生活的中心是为了满足自己肉体的私欲。
It used to be the very center of our life is just to satisfy the lusts of our flesh.
随己意来生活。
We walk according to our own pleasure.
彼得在这里告诉我们说，虽然从前我们好像羊走迷了。
Peter tells us, even though we were like sheep that had gone astray,
如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督人。
Now we have returned to the great shepherd and overseer of our souls.
那就是说，从前我们是以我们我们自己这个人，我们的魂为生活中心。
Before we are the very center of our living is our soul.
是啊，是好像我们在自己管理我们这个人。
We rule over our own being.
现在因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们归到这位父的牧人的监督底下。
Now, because of the redemption of Jesus Christ, we have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our soul.
他要管理我们。
He come to rule.
叫我们整个在地上生活是以他为中心，为了满足他自己。
So our living in this world should be God-centered, simply to satisfy Him.
为了得他喜悦。
So that we could be pleasing to Him.
而真正开始进到这个积极生活里面的时候，
As we come into the sojourner's life,
他告诉我们说，我们要站在学习顺服的功课。
Peter tells us that we have to learn this lesson of obedience.
因为从前我们信主之前，甚至说我们是一般悖逆的人。
Before we believe in the Lord, the Bible tells us we are rebellious people.
我们都是亚当的族类。
We are the race of Adam.
因为我们知道，当人塑造以后，在地上生活，头一个罪就是悖逆神。
We know after man is formed by God, the first sin man committed is rebellion.
始祖亚当夏娃在那里违背神的吩咐命令。
Our forefathers Adam and Eve, disobeyed the commandment of God.
他们不听神话，他们在那里不顺服神的权柄。
They did not heed to the voice of God, nor did they yield to God's authority.
所以他们犯罪，他们堕落了。
Therefore, they sinned, they fell.
而现在我们这般在基督里面成为一般新造的人。
Now all of us who are a new creation in Christ,
成为一个新的族类。
We have now become a new race.
我们要开始过地上生活的时候，
As we start to walk in this world,
头一件事情就顺服的事情。
The first matter is a matter of obedience.
因为这是人失败的一个原因。
Because this is the very reason that men fell.
所以当我们开始以后，我们头一件就是要回到起初，我们是怎样的顺服神的吩咐，神的话。
So after we have been saved, let's all come back to the very original state. That is to obey the commandment of God.
再来说要顺服一切的制度，顺服在上掌权的，顺服那些臣宰。
So that we would obey every human institution, everyone who is in authority, then we could grow.
也要顺服我们肉身的主人。
Even we need to obey our masters in
the flesh. 为什么要顺服呢？
Why is it we need to obey?
顺服就是说在那里有一个权柄，我们需要顺服。
Obedience means there is one authority there to which you yield yourself.
我们知道在这一切，不管是制度，不管是人，这一切的背后。
Regardless of the institutions or of people behind all of these.
我们看见神主权的安排。
Here we see the arrangement of God's sovereignty.
因为一切权柄都是神从神而来的。
Because every authority originates from God.
神把我们摆在各种不同环境、不同制度、各种不同的人的面前。
God has placed us before different people in various circumstances or situations.
我们要看见这一切背后有神的一个主权的安排。
Let us all see that behind all these, there is the sovereignty of God.
所以当我们在那里看见这样的事实的时候，我们在学习顺服的时候。
So if we're able to see this very fact and learn to be obedient.
彼得告诉我们说是因着为了主的缘故。
And Peter tells us this is all for the sake of our Lord.
是因着敬畏的心的缘故。
Because we have this heart of fear.
所以我们看见不是只是单单顺服外面这些人事物而已，乃是看见我们乃是顺服背后那位有权柄的神自己。
So here we see that it's not we are obedient merely to the external people, men, and matters, but instead being obedient to everything.
有时当我们在那顺服这一切的时候，我们在好像会受点委屈受苦。
We are obedient to the authority behind the scenes, even though when you are being obedient, you might experience suffering.
彼得说这一切的受苦委屈在神来看是可喜悦的。
But Peter said all this suffering and injustices before God are very commendable.
因为神曾借他，因为我们主耶稣基督曾经是为了我们的罪在那受苦。
Because our Lord Jesus also suffered likewise for our sins.
他为了顺服父的旨意，在那为了成就神的救赎工作。
Because he wanted to obey the will of God and accomplish this salvation.
他受许多苦。
So our Lord indeed suffered much.
他留下这个受苦榜，顺服而受苦的榜样。
And he left us this example of suffering.
叫我们来跟从他的脚踪。
In order that we could follow his footsteps.
因着主耶稣在顺服父的旨意。
Now here we see Lord Jesus follow the Lord's will.
叫神的旨意能够成就。
So that the Father's will be done.
同样今天我们在这里学习顺服的功课的时候。
So likewise, as today we're learning this lesson of obedience.
能够叫神在我们身上的旨意能够成就。
We learn this lesson so that God's will be accomplishing us.
叫神的工作最终能完成在我们这些人的身上。
So that His work will be fulfilled in us.
这是我们三次所交通到的。
And this is what we have shared last
time. 那第三章彼得继续讲到顺服这件事情。
So in chapter 3, Peter continued to consider this matter of obedience.
那是讲到在家里丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
It speaks of the relationship in your home between husbands and wives.
讲到妻子要束缚自己的丈夫。
He speaks of the fact that wives should be submissive to their own husbands.
那我们去读圣经的时候，每次讲到丈夫和妻子关系的时候。
Every time when we come to study the Bible, we realize that whenever speak of this, the relationship between husband and wife.
圣经总是讲到说妻子要束缚自己的丈夫。
The Bible always goes first that a wife be submissive to your husband.
在以弗所书第五章那里，使徒保罗就告诉我们为什么妻子要顺服丈夫。
And in Ephesians 5, Apostle Paul tells us that wives and wives need to obey their husband.
他说妻子顺服自己的丈夫就如同顺服主一样。
Because wives be subject to your husband as be subject to the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Because husbands are head of the wife.
如同基督是教会的头。
Just as Christ is head of the church.
他是教会全体的救主。
And Christ is also the savior of the body.
所以我们看见那他说教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要凡事顺服丈夫。
So just as the church obeys the Christ, so wives obey your husband.
你们做丈夫也要爱妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And husbands, love your wives, just as Christ gave himself up and loved the church.
以弗所书第五章讲到丈夫和妻子的关系，讲到妻子顺服丈夫，丈夫爱妻子。
So in Ephesians 5, we see the relationship between husbands and wives. Wives love, wives obey your husbands, and husbands love your wives.
那你要表明一个非常重要的真理。
Here is a revealing of so important truth.
讲到基督和教会的关系。
It speaks of the relationship between Christ and the church.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
也说到基督和教会联合的一个事实。
It also refers to the very fact of the union between Christ and the church.
神要借着基督和借着丈夫和妻子这个关系来表明基督和教会的关系。
So through the relationship between husbands and wives, God wants to show us the relationship between Christ and the church.
让人看见基督是怎样的，教会是怎样顺服基督。基督是怎样爱教会。
There we will see how the church obeys the Christ, how Christ loves his church.
而彼得在这里讲到妻子要顺服自己丈夫的时候。
Here, as Peter says, wives, be submissive to your own husbands.
他不是重在真理的表达。
He is not stressing the manifestation of the truth.
他乃是重在生活行为的表现。
Instead, he stresses the manifestation of your living and of your deeds.
我们在前面在那讲说，我们要顺服一切的制度，顺服那些君王，那些承载那些肉身的主人。
Previously, Peter tells us that we should be obedient to every human institution, to the kings, supreme, and to the governors. He said.
有时候人在那些情形底下顺服，好像是不得已的。
Many times we feel we have to be submissive, being placed in such circumstance.
因为我是在这个制度底下，我不得不来顺服他这样的制度的一个安排。
Since I'm being placed in such an institution, so I have to obey this arrangement.
我顺服君王，顺服肉身主，因为他比我大，他地位身份比我高。
Well, if I obey the kings or the masters because their status are higher than mine, so I have to do this.
所以有时候我们顺服是不得已的，心里是不甘心乐意的顺服。
Many times that all obedience is being forced upon us.We ourselves are unwilling to do so.
因为如果是不顺服的话，恐怕吃亏是你自己。
Because if you are disobedient, you are the one who will suffer loss.
所以只好顺服。
So then we just have to obey.
但是等到讲到家里妻子说顺服自己丈夫的时候，那就不一样。
When come to homes, when we say that wives obey your husbands, that's a different matter.
因为丈夫和妻子站在一个平等的地位上，没有大小之分。
Because husband and wife stand on a level position, there is no difference of great or small.
当然，在这样环境、在处境里面，为什么要听你的？为什么要听顺服你
？In this kind of circumstance, why do wives bother to obey their husbands?
所以在这里要顺服，好像就更不容易了。
So it's even more difficult for wives to be submissive to their own husbands.
因为若是面对一个君王，面对一个主人，我不听从他，恐怕工作就受影响就没有了。
If I face a king or even face a boss, a master of ours, then you know, if I do not obey, my job might suffer.
但是当一个人要顺服跟他地位、身份各方面，好像条件都是一模一样的人。
For you to obey someone who is your equal in all conditions,
你要顺服话，真是顺服话。我想要这只有出于甘心乐意的时候才会肯顺服下来。
You will only do so because you're obedient to God. You're willingly and freely to do so.
所以我们看到彼得在这里讲到妻子要顺服自己丈夫的时候，不是重在那真理的发表，而是重在这生活里面。显出的那个真实的光景出来。
So here, when Peter stresses wife should be obedient to their husbands, he's not stressing upon the truth. Simply, he is stressing on this manifestation of your deeds in your life.
因为这样的顺服就带出一个生活见证出来。
Because this kind of obedience brings out this.Testimony of your life.
所以他说，若是这样，就有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听从、不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Therefore, Peter says, if you do so, even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of the wives.
这正是因看见里面有贞洁的行品性和敬畏的心。
Because they observe wise chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
所以彼得说，若是妻子当顺服自己丈夫的时候，在那里就能够把这个不顺从道理的丈夫感化过来。
So here Peter tells us that wives, if you obey your husbands, even your husbands do not obey the word, you could win your husbands over.
因为在那里有个见证显出来。
Because right there a testimony has been revealed.
这个信主的妻子
，this believing wife，
她改变了。
They have been changed.
但我想这个就丈夫来说也是同样一个原则。
So the same principle applies to husbands.
就是当生活行为在那有一个好的表现出来说，叫丈夫就受感动。
If a wife can display this good behavior, excellent testimony, and the husband would be so touched and changed.
叫他不信的配偶，他心就柔软下来了。
So that an unbelieving spouse's heart will be softened.
所以我们看见在家里的见证，然后在家里要叫家人的信主 不是靠着讲道理。
So here we see that in your homes, in, if you want to turn an unbeliever into a believer, it's not a matter of preaching.
彼得很清楚让他看见，乃是生活的见证行为表现。
Peter here clearly tells us that this is all this manifestation of your character and conduct.
好像比较亲密的人，我们要他信主的时候。我们要他们帮他们信主耶稣基督。
Sometimes in the home, those who are intimate with us, and we want them to believe in Christ Jesus.
我们常觉得说他们就是真理听得不够多，不够明白真理。
We often think, well, it's because they haven't heard enough of the truth, and so they don't understand.
不错，他们必须要明白真理。
Indeed, they do need to understand the truth.
但彼得在这一方面让我们看见。生活的见证更重要。
But here Peter tells us that it's even more important of the testimony of your life.
他那么看见你的品性，看见你有个敬畏神的心。
When they see your character, when they see that you have this heart to fear God.
他们知道你的生命改变，你是一个敬畏神的人，你生活行为和从前不一样了。
When they see you, that your behaviors have been changed with this reverent heart, totally different before.
我想当一个人生活行为有一些改变，有一些见证显出来的时候，适时的再把真理把它讲出来，我想那个就容易多了。
I believe, it will be easier for you.After you have shown your change of characters and the testimony, then you tell them the truth.
因为我们知道彼得在这里呢是讲那个寄居生活的一个情形。
Here Peter talks about the sojourner's life.
他在这里不是讲到教会基督那个属灵义表的真理的问题。
He does not speak of the type of the truth between Christ and His church.
那是在寄居生活里面实际的表现，就像前面所说。你们要在万般人当中要品性端正。
Just as he said previously, that you should be honorable among the Gentiles.
我想这是在我们生活里面是非常实际的一件事情。
So, both matters should be very practical in our daily lives.
我记得十几年前有一年到大陆去在那个一个家庭聚会里面服侍。
I believe a decade ago, I went to China.To have some fellowship with brethren there in their homes.
有个姊妹她信主大概没有太久，大概是也许是两三年而已。
Was this sister who probably just believed in the Lord 2 or 3 years ago.
她有个儿子大概那时候她是六七岁而已吧。
And she had a son. Is in the first grade in elementary school, so 6 years or 7 years old.
有人问他儿子说：“啊，你妈妈信耶稣以后有什么不一样？”
So they asked this little boy, "Is there any change in your mom after she believes in the Lord?"
他说：“我被打的次数少很多了。”
And he said, "Well, I've been spanked fewer times now."
所以很显然，以前这个姊妹大概。我看他个性是蛮强，也许不高兴的时候就找儿子打一下发发泄。
I guess that this sister was very strong-willed, so when she was not happy, she probably just spanked her son to vent her frustration.
所以很显然，这个儿子他母亲信主要感受到不最大不一样就是他被打的那个次数少很多了。
So her son.Since the greatest change on her part is that she did not spank him as often as before.
So we 看见保罗在这里说，若是妻子当顺服自己的丈夫，若有不信从道理的丈夫，就因着妻子的品性和敬畏心受感化了。
So here Peter says, wives, if your husbands do not obey the word, but because of your chaste conduct accompanied with fear, they will be won over you.
因为这个生命改变我们，改变了我们生活。
Because the wife's life has been manifested in a different way.
然后底下就说，继续说，你们不要外面变头发戴金饰，穿美衣为装饰。
Then again, Peter says, let your adornment, Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
我想讲到穿衣服做装饰，我想这件事情对男的对弟兄来说好像难处不是，比较没有什么难处。
I think to put on clothes or to put on some kind of adornment is not such an issue to brothers.
So 为什么圣经里面提到穿衣服讲到那个女人衣服的时候总是讲到他们的穿衣服这些装饰的这个问题。
So, in the Bible, often when it speaks of adornment or apparel, your clothing, it's about women's issue.
那意思就是说你不要注重外面的。
This tells us that do not emphasize on external aspects.
要注重里面的。
But stress it on the inner part.
所以他底下说只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心。
So Peter continues to say, let your adornment be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Which is very precious in the sight of God.
我们知道外面的装饰是暂时的，是会过去，是会朽坏的。
We know outward adornment is temporary and is fading away and won't last long.
他说里面存着长久，这个长久因为应该直接翻译不朽坏的。
So here, women should adorn ourselves with this incorruptible.
所以这个里面就是讲到里面属灵生命的一个美丽装饰。
It is an inner beauty, inner adornment from women.
里面有一个温柔安静的心。
With this gentle, quiet spirit.
做装饰。
Use this gentle and quiet spirit as your adornment.
他说在神面前是极宝贵的。
And this is extremely precious before God.
前面讲到主耶稣基督，他是那一块活石，虽然被人所弃，但是却被神所宝贵。
Previously, Peter speaks of Jesus Christ as a living stone, rejected, despised by man, but precious with God.
为神的儿子。独生的儿子的确是神所宝贵的，这是无话可说，是很自然的。
Yes, God's son, His only begotten son, of course, it is so precious before God. This is without any question.
现在彼得却说，里面那个装饰那个美丽，在神来看是宝贵的。
But here, another precious thing mentioned is the inner adornment of women.
不仅是宝贵，他说是极宝贵的。
And it's not only precious, but very precious.
大部分英文版本都是翻成极贵重的、极有价值的 great price.
And this is of great price.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见到底神所宝贵的是什么东西。
So here, brothers and sisters, we do see what is that which is so precious before God.
我们还没信主之前，我们有许多宝贵的东西。
Before we believe in God, we treasure so many things.
我们都凭着自己眼光来判断这个有没有价值，那个有没有价值。
And we judge all things according to our own perspective, whether this is valuable or not.
但是当我们信主耶稣基督以后，
But after we believe in Lord Jesus,
我们要看见神他所宝贵的，他认为有价值的是哪些事物。
Let's consider what are the things that are valuable, precious to God.
神说，里面那种安静、温柔、安静心，在他面前是非常有价值、非常宝贵的。
Here God tells us this.Incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是神所宝贵的，也是我们应该来宝贵的。
This is something God treasures so much, so likewise it should be very precious to us too.
他说，正如古时，因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰。
For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trust in God also adorn themselves.
顺乎自己的丈夫
being submissive to their own husbands.
所以很显然在这里顺乎是一个美丽的装饰。
Apparently, submission here is such a beautiful adornment.
因为她在那里顺乎自己的丈夫的时候，在那里就美丽就显出来。
Because when wives submit themselves to husbands, there the beauty comes up.
那个价值就显出来。
There the value shows off.
不要以外面的这些辫头瓦戴金饰美衣为装饰。
So do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, putting on fine clothes.
使徒保罗在提摩太前书讲到教会生活，讲到男人和女人，或者做教会生活里面主要注意的事情。
Paul also in 1 Timothy speaks of the church life in reference to women and men.
我想圣经对男人的要求对你的要求都是根据那个人的天性里面的难处来做一个要求。
I believe that all the Bible's requirements upon men or women are all based upon the possible difficulties men and women will face.
保罗说的，我愿男人无愤怒、无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处的祷告。
Paul said, I desire that men everywhere lift up their holy hands and pray without wrath and dissension.
所以很显然，男人他的个性是比较暴躁一点，比较容易喜欢跟人家争论。
So obviously, men's characters tend to be aggressive, violent, like to be argumentative.
所以保罗才说，愿男人无争、无愤怒、无争论。
So here Paul says that men should pray without wrath and dissension.
要常常举起圣洁的手，在随处祷告。
And pray everywhere, lifting up their holy hands.
而讲到女人的时候呢
？As to women,
仍然是讲到她的生活行为。
Again, Paul speaks of the woman's life and her deeds.
讲到她穿衣服的问题。
Regarding this very issue of addressing herself.
所以他说，愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣服为装饰。
So he says women should put on apparel with propriety and discretion in put on modest clothing.
不以编华、黄金、珍珠和贵价衣服为装饰。
Do not arranging yourself with gold, pearl, and costly.
只要有善行，这才以自称是敬畏神的女人何以
？You should dress yourselves with good works, and this is fitting for those women who profess to be godly.
女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
And women should learn in silence, in submission.
在你更多前，在彼得前，在提摩太前书，保在这里讲到。穿衣服和敬畏神是连在一起的，是有关系的。
In the first Peter here, we see that fear of God is related to how you dress yourself.
同样在彼得这里，他也讲到这个穿衣服和敬畏心也是连在一起的。
And likewise, Apostle Paul referred to the same issue.
所以很显然，一个人有没有敬畏神的心。
So clearly, whether this person has this heart to fear God,
和穿衣服有很大关系。
It's so much related to your dressing.
我们看见今天地上的人，也是常常从穿衣服的身上来说明他是怎样类型的一种人。
Even in this world, we could sense what kind this person is just from looking at the clothes this person puts on.
他是怎样身份的一种人？
And we can sense his or her identity.
我们看见那些演艺圈的那些女人们。
If we see all the actresses in the entertainment world,
她的穿衣服跟一般人就是显得不一样。
The way they dress themselves, apparently are different from the rest of us.
从她打扮、她装饰里面就我们可以看见她是属于哪一类的人。
We see, what kind of person, that this person could be just from how they put on their makeup and put on different clothes.
作为一个神的儿女，特别姊妹方面、女人方面，我想后面也会讲到男人、丈夫的问题。
So as children of God, especially our sisters, of course, Peter later speaks of the issues regarding man.
讲到在这里讲到束缚是一个装饰。
Here, Peter.Emphasizes that your submission is your ornament.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见，到底神今天在我们身上，他所注重的是什么
？So, brothers and sisters, let's consider again what is that God so emphasizes in us.
为什么两位使徒他们提到穿衣服的事情，都是讲到都是讲到不应该注重那些外面美衣贵重的衣饰作为装饰。而且和敬畏神是有关系的。
Why is the two apostles here? Both of them refer to the same issue that how you dress yourselves is really related to your heart
to fear God.
所以一个若是真的是敬畏神的人，他在穿衣服上是 很注意的。
So if a person who truly fears God would take special attention on how he or she dresses himself or herself.
他不是在注重外面的。
They do not emphasize on the external
ornament. 他应该是注重里面生命的那种美丽和价值。
They emphasize on the beauty of the inner life and their value.
他在这里举撒拉做一个例子。
And here, Peter gave us Sarah as an example.
他说，因为古时仰爱神的圣洁妇人，正是以慈为装饰，束缚自己的丈夫。
In this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God so adorned themselves, being submissive to their husbands.
正如撒听从亚伯兰称他为主。
As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
但是我们去读旧约创世纪的历史的时候。
But when we read the history in Old Testament, especially in Genesis,
好像我们没有看见撒在那怎么样听从亚伯兰怎样称他为主。
There we do not see how Sarah called Abraham Lord or being submissive to him.
反而看见他当初很多主意。
On the contrary, we seem to see Sarah gave so many different ideas.
因为神应许亚伯兰要生一个儿子，从他儿子要生出许多的子孙来。
God had promised Abraham to have a son, and from the son, many descendants will be born.
但是等到亚伯兰临老的时候，还没有儿子，还没有生出儿子来。
But Abraham waited and waited, even when he is in his old age, still he didn't have a son.
所以撒拉就出一个主意，说你可以把娶我的使女夏甲。
So Sarah conjured up this idea. Why don't you have my maidservant Hagar?
所以就借着夏甲生出一个儿子以实玛利出来。
So Abraham had a son through Hagar, Ishmael.
等到这个以实玛利长大的时候，夏甲又在耻笑撒拉，你不能够生育。
When Ishmael grew up, Hagar again laughed at Sarah, saying, "Oh, you cannot give birth."
那撒拉又出一个主意，要亚伯兰说，把这个使女和他儿子赶出去。
So Sarah came up another idea that telling Abraham that to cast out this bond woman and her heir.
所以亚伯兰就听撒拉话，就把夏甲使女和他那个儿子以实玛利就赶出去。
So Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah, and then he cast out the bond woman Hagar and her son.
所以从撒拉的历史里面好像看不见有这样的事情，他当听从亚伯兰，当顺从亚伯兰。
So as we review Sarah's life and the history, we do not see that Sarah being submissive to Abraham.
那为什么雅各说他是听从亚伯兰，称他为主呢？
Why does Peter here says that she called Abraham Lord, being submissive to him?
她是一个仰赖、一个信靠神的一个圣洁妇女。
And she's mentioned as one of the holy women who trusted in the Lord.
她是以束缚做一个装饰。
And she adorned herself with submission.
我想，这里可能是指的最后亚伯兰献以撒的时候，撒所显出来束缚的那个光景。
I believe this passage refers to the time when eventually Abraham offered Isaac on the altar.
所以很显然，撒之所以最后能够圣经能够见证他是一个听从亚伯兰称他为主的人。
In the end, the Bible testified of Sarah as a holy woman trusted in the Lord, being submissive to her husband.
是神一路一路在他身上做工，做到个地步，让撒拉在那里完全顺服下来。
It is God who has been working in Sarah all this time. Toward the end, Sarah was submissive.
当亚伯兰献以撒这个独生儿子献上的时候，圣经虽然没有记载。撒拉的表现反应是怎么样？
When Abraham offered Isaac on the altar, even though the Bible does not record the reaction of Sarah,
但是我们相信她是完全顺服下来的。
And but we believe that she had been totally submissive to.
正如亚伯兰一样。
Just as Abraham was submissive.
他被称为信心之父。
Abraham was called the father.
但从他历史里面看见，好像这个名这个。对他这个称呼好像不是那么相称。
But if you review the life history of Abraham, It seems this title is not that compatible with the fact.
从他蒙召出加勒底的乌尔往迦南地去。
From the time he was called out of the war of the Chaldeans to the land of Canaan.
先停在哈兰那里。
First he stopped at Haran.
直到他父亲死以后，他才继续往前走。
Until his father died, he then moved on again.
所以我们看到他信心好像也是有很多残缺。
So we see that his faith was fragmented also.
然后他来到迦南地又遇到大饥荒的时候，他又下埃及去。
When he encountered the great famine, he simply went down to Egypt.
只有在那里好像跌了一跤，说一个不是完全事实的话。
There he stumbled, and he told something is half truth.
然后神应许生一个儿子，他生不出来的时候，又照他妻子撒拉话娶了夏甲，使你为妻。
After God had promised him to have a son, and when he was still barren up to now, he just listened to his wife's advice and have the bouncer servant Hagar to have a son.
实在有很多的缺陷。
So we see all the incompleteness, all the flaws of Abraham's life.
虽然他是这样不完全的一个人，
even though incomplete as he was,
但神就借这许多软弱失败慢慢在他身上一点一点做工。
God still continued to work bit by bit in the midst of all his failures and weaknesses.
到最后他能够完全顺服神的父母，说把他的爱子，把他的独生儿子现在燔祭坛上。
In the end, he was in this perfect submission even to offer his only begotten son on the altar to God.
因为他相信神可以叫死人复活。
Because he believed that the God he believed would be able to raise the dead from give life to the dead.
他的确是仿佛从死中得回这个儿子。
And it's so true that as though he received his son from the dead.
所以当创世纪二十二章，当亚伯兰把他儿子放在祭坛上的时候，
In Genesis 22, when Abraham offered his son on the altar,
神在那里，或者使者在那里马上显现说，你不可在这个童子身上下手。
God revealed himself, the angel of God saying, do not harm this lad.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的。
Now I know you fear God.
因为你没有把你独生儿子留下不给我。
You have not even withheld your only begotten son from me.
在那讲到亚伯兰顺服的时候，
And there, when the Bible mentioned that Abraham obeyed God,
神说他是一个敬畏神的。
God also mentioned he was the one who feared God.
所以很显然，顺服和敬畏神是连在一起。
Apparently, fearing God and obedience are linked together.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见三次我们的教官，在一切制度、一切君王、臣宰、若是主人面前。
So last time, as we mentioned that, before all institutions, kings, governors, or masters.
是所以能够顺服，乃是因为敬畏神的关系。
The reason you're able to obey is because you fear God.
不是因为外面这些制度是怎么样，不是他们权威比我大比我高。
It's not because externally, they have higher positions, a greater power than I.
乃是相信神把我摆在这个环境这个地位上。
But because I believe it is God who has placed me in this environment.
若是人都是看见这样一件事情，自然而然他在顺服的时候就是会甘心乐意。
If we are able to see this fact, then when we try to learn to obey, and we will act willingly and freely.
他不单单顺服那个制度那个人，
because we do not merely obey this man or this institution.
他顺服这一切背后那位有权柄的神自己。
Instead, we obey the one behind all these who have authority.
所以我们看见在这里，撒拉是一个榜样。
So here we see Sarah being set up as an example.
所以弟兄怎么看见，当一个人在那里有一个贞洁的品性，有个敬畏的心。
So brothers and sisters, here we see if a person has chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
在那里学习站在该站的地位上来顺服。
If this wife stands in the place where he's supposed to and learns to obey,
在那里 她看见神所宝贵有价值的是什么东西。
There she witnesses what is that so precious and priceless before God.
她就不会太注意外面的，她会多注意里面生命的光景怎样。
Then she would look more upon the inner conditions of her life instead of external conditions.
因着她品性贞洁，因着她有敬畏的神，她就能够挽回她丈夫的心。
Because she has this chaste conduct, because she has this heart to fear God, she's able to win her husband.
或者说丈夫有个敬畏的心，有一个好的品性，也就能够挽回得着她的妻子。
In the same token, if a husband has chaste conduct and accompanied in the fear of God, he will also restore his wife.
这是彼得在积极生活里面所要强调的点。
This is the point that Peter stresses regarding our pilgrimage life.
不是重在真理的话表达呢，是重在生活实际的表现。
Not emphasizing on the manifestation of the truth, but on the manifestation of our living.
那底下就讲到做丈夫的。
Next, he speaks to husbands.
他说做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding.
他说想是说那个情理要按着知识与妻子同住。
Understanding in Chinese version Bible it says affection and sensibility.
那意思就是说你要和他在一起，你不可离开他。
That tells us that you have to.Stay with her, never to leave her.
后面讲到原因就是因为她比你软弱，她是一个软弱器皿。
And what's the reason? Peter tells us here, he is a weaker vessel.
我们看看神造男造女的时候。
Wives are the weaker vessels when God formed men and women.
给他们有不同的功用和责任。
God gave them different responsibilities and functions.
所以我们看到神造人的时候，在我们的本性天然天性里面的确有不一样的地方。
So when God formed men and women in our nature, there are something inherent, there are inherent differences here.
他说，妻子是比你软弱。
Here, wives are weaker than husbands.
所以很显然，我们看到我们的本天性里面的确好像男的在许多方面是好像比较刚强一点。
So in our nature, that in many ways men are stronger than women.
不管我们的身体
，whether physically.
所以像一些出众工作，好像都是男的都丈夫做的比较多一点。
So most husbands and men.Would take up some rough, tough job works.
心理上也是好像男的稍微比较刚强一点。
Even psychologically, men seem to be stronger.
好像遇到一些遭遇到比较重大难处或者说重大的事情，好像女的时候比较容易掉眼泪。
So it seems that when men husband and wife encounter difficult situations,
好像男的就不比较
men seem to be stronger.
忍耐多一点，强一点，好像不容易掉眼泪。
And the women, in contrast, seem to be weaker and seem to shed tears.
当然也有些例外情形，好像
of course,
女的好像特别强。
There are exceptions to this. Some women are extraordinarily strong.
或者身体特别好，她出众工作也都她在做。
Or in excellent physical conditions, they could take on very rough, tough jobs also.
但是就一般来说，好像的确是男的比较强一点。
But generally speaking, men are stronger, women are weaker.
因为圣经的确是这样告诉我们，他比你软弱，他是个软弱器皿。
As the Bible tells us that wives are weaker vessels.
所以你要和他同住，你要和他在一起，不离开他。
So husbands dwell with your wife, do not leave her.
意思就是你要多照顾她，顾念她。
You should cherry her, wives and take care of wives.
我们看神造人的时候，从亚当身上拿出一根肋骨来造了一个女人。
We know that when God made man, it's from Adam's one of his ribs. He took and fashioned the woman.
然后就把那个女人带到亚当面前，就交给亚当。
And God brought this woman before Adam and gave her to him.
那意思说，这个女人你好好去顾她。
God is saying that woman taking good care of your husband.
他是从你身上拿出来跟肋骨所做成的，是你一部分。
because you are part of him, being taken out from one of his ribs and being fashioned into a woman.
他毕竟软弱，你要眷顾他，你要顾念他多一点。
So here, husbands, that you know, wives are weaker, just take more care of her.
就是我们今天来说，好像当男女要结婚的时候。
When women and men are about to get married,
常常那个岳父都会对这个女婿说：“我现在把我女儿交给你了。”
The father-in-law often says this to the son-in-law. From now on, I'm going to give my daughter to you.
你好好照顾她哦。
Take good care of her.
我要有的时候，我岳父就跟我这么讲。
And this is exactly what my father-in-law told me when I was getting married.
好，黄尚德啊。我现在把潘丽亚交给你哦，你要好好照顾她哦。
And so my father-in-law says, 黄尚德 from now on, I give 潘丽亚 to you. Take good care of her.
不过还是没有好好照顾她，老实说。
Of course, I really haven't done my job well.
所以我们看见好像今天人的行为表现还是合乎神的一个想法，一个圣经的一个思想。
So this is today's worldly condition, but even so, it seems to go along with God's thoughts on marriage.
所以我们看见神把我们从世界里面拯救出来，把我们带到基督的面前。
So here we see God has saved us out of the world and presented us to Christ.
归给他。
To be unto Him.
所以以弗所那里就告诉我们说，基督他是怎样顾惜他的身体，就像顾惜自己一样。
So there we read in Ephesians that how Christ cherishes and nourishes the church.
所以作为一个丈夫的在家也是一样。
So in likewise, that this is how a husband should conduct
himself. 总是要多担当一些责任。
Husband should take up more responsibility.
因为他叫刚强。
Because you are stronger.
所以当一个家庭发生重大事情的时候，总是丈夫应该出来出面来处理那些问题。
So if there are any tremendous issues being faced in this family, husband should be the ones who take up, step up to the plate.
当然有一些特别情，就是也许丈夫的确是很软弱，好像很多事情处理不了，都妻子在处理。
Of course, exceptions to this might be that the husbands are really very weak and couldn't handle things.
或者说他真的工作很忙，真是家里事务全部都妻子在扛。
Our husbands are so busy at work that you know, wives take care of everything in the home.
但是不管怎么样，我们可以看见丈夫的确站在要多负一点责任，担当来顾念这个软弱的妻。
Regardless, husbands should take more responsibilities and cherishing, nourishing their wives.
他按时使按时的秩序与他同住。
Dwell with your wife with spiritual understanding.
所以我们看见基督他是教会头，他也是担负教会一切的责任。
We see that Christ is the head of the church, so he's responsible for all the church.
负我们一切，背负我们一切重担。
He bears all our burdens.
因为他是我们的丈夫，他是那个刚强者。
Christ is the stronger one.He is our husband.
同样今天在教会侍奉里面也是。
So likewise, in today's church services,
总是弟兄当多担负担当点责任。
Brothers should take up more responsibilities.
这是神所安排所定规的。
This is being predestined, being arranged by God.
所以我们看见使徒写信给教会的时候。
So here we see that when the apostles write letters to the churches,
在问安的里面常常都是说弟兄们弟兄们。
In their greetings, often brethren are mentioned.
当然书信的内容是给整个教会。
Of course, the very content of every epistle is addressed to all brothers and sisters.
但是为什么圣经只称弟兄们？
But many often only brothers are mentioned.
表明说弟兄在教会应该是担负责任。
It tells us that brothers in the church should be ones who take
responsibility. 教会出现什么问题，有什么状况，应该弟兄站出来来面对，要来处理。
Whenever the church faces any problems, brothers need to step up to the plate and take up the responsibility.
所以丈夫要按着情理与妻子同住，因为他毕竟软弱。
Husbands.Dwell with your wives with understanding, because wives are weaker vessels.
第二个原因呢是说， 他与你一同承受生命之恩的。
Now the second point is that wives are fellow heirs of the grace of life.
这里让我们可以看见丈夫和妻子是联合合一的一个事实。
So here we see the very fact of union between wives and husbands.
因为婚姻是神所配合的，人不可分开。
Because that God has put together, let not man separate.
有神主权的安排。
Here we see the arrangement of God's sovereignty.
为叫我们一同来承受生命的恩典。
So that together we will receive this grace of life.
所以当一个人蒙恩典的时候，另外一个人也一同蒙恩典。
It means that when one person is receiving grace, so is the other.
若是只有丈夫蒙恩典，或说妻子蒙恩典，而另外一个配偶他不能一同承受这个恩典的话
，If just one partner receives grace and not the other also,
我想这样呢就不完全。
Then this is incomplete.
也不够美。
It's not a pretty.
神是要叫丈夫和妻子一同来承受这个生命的恩典。
Here God wants a husband and wife together as fellow heirs of the grace of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们活在神的心意安排里面。
So brothers and sisters, when we live according to the arrangement of God's heart's desire.
当妻子在敬畏神、顺服自己的丈夫的时候。
There, when wives fear God and being submissive to their husbands.
而丈夫在按着情理与妻子同住、多多担负责任的时候。
And their husbands dwell with wives with understanding and take up more responsibility.
他们就可以一同在承受神的恩典。
And together they come to receive the grace of life.
他说神的恩典在他们身上就显得更完全。
Or to say that the grace in them is made more complete.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到丈夫和妻子合一的非常宝贵的一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, all this speak to the precious fact of the oneness between husband and wife.
因为是神所安排的，所定规的。
This is determined, arranged by God.
有神主权的一个安排在那里。
And here we see the arrangement of God's sovereignty.
底下去说，所以要敬重他。
Next, Peter tells us, husbands, give honor to your wife.
这样便叫你们祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers may not be hindered.
有时候我们看见，可能妻子比较软弱一点。丈夫就轻看他，不尊重他。
Many times when wives appear to be weaker and husbands become arrogant and despising her.
好像你这个不能做，那个不能做。
As though, you know, my wife cannot do this, cannot do that.
因为丈夫是比较刚强一点。
We know husbands are stronger.
好像他什么事都可以做。
As though, you know, they could do everything.
无形当中他就小看他的妻子。
And unconsciously, they look down upon their wives, belittle them.
彼得说，因为他是软弱器皿，他和一同承受生命的恩典。
Peter instructs us that wives are weaker vessels and being fellow heirs of the grace of life.
你要敬重他。
Husbands, give honor to wives.
这样便叫你的祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以我们看见，若是丈夫真是按着神的吩咐在这里。生活的时候
So if a husband truly conducts his life according to God's will,
不仅能够叫妻子，不仅自己蒙恩典，然后叫妻子一同蒙恩典。
Not only will he himself receive grace, but also, his wife will receive grace.
他祷告就能够达到神面前。
And the husband's prayers will reach God.
他祷告就没有什么难处。
And there will be no issues in his prayer.
这弟兄姊妹，这是很实际在生活里面的一种操练，一种学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is something so practical that we can actually carry out in our life.
并且我们可以看见，这个功课顺服这个功课呢，是从家里开始学的。
So with all this being said, we know this lesson of obedience starts from your home.
若是在家里面对同样跟你身份地位好像很平等很一致的人。
If when you face someone in your home whose status identity are very much like yours.
但我想说原则也应该用在丈夫身上。
And the principle should be applied to both husband's wife.
因为圣经也告诉我们说你要彼此顺服。
As the Bible teaches that you should submit to one another.
但是我们还说好像神特别强调做妻子的这一方面。
But let me repeat it again. It seems God stresses more on the wives.
不仅他有真理的预表。
Not only this saying has this type of truth, foreshadowing the truth.
要显出教会就是一个女人，就是一个妻子。
To typify the woman as the church.
当然，在生活见证里显出来，就能够得着配偶。
And also, if the wife is able to do so, then in her life, she is able to gain herself.
叫他们能够一同承受神更丰富的恩典。
So together, they will receive greater grace of life.
所以人若是在家里从这样，好像跟我是各方面都是平等，没有大小之分，在那能够学习顺服这件事情。
So if we are able to learn to obey to the person who seems to be my equal in status, in identity,
愿意照着神的吩咐，甘心乐意，有个敬畏神的心，在那学习顺服。
If we have this heart of fear and we are willingly, eagerly to learn to this lesson of obedience,
让他进到团结生活里面就比较容易点。
Then it will be much easier for us when we actually enter into a corporate life.
或者说进到外面的生活里面也就比较容易。
It will also be easier for you when you enter into the external life.
所以从第八节又就讲到一个团结的生活，可以说教会的生活。
So starting from verse 8, Peter speaks of the corporate life, the church life.
因为家里的生活是很真实的。
Because your family life is so real.
因为作为家人，我们是最清楚的。
Because we know our family members most.
没有什么可隐瞒的。
Nothing is hidden.
若是人在这样环境里面，都能还能够在学习顺服敬重他的妻子。
If a man is able to learn to love his wife, obeying God, fearing God.
自然而然，他们在神面前。就能带出一个美好见证出来。
And vice versa, and so very readily they will bring out an excellent testimony among them.
所以用什么？为什么保罗、彼得讲到继续的生活的时候，头一件事情就是要我们学习，做学习顺服这件事情。
This is why when Peter speaks of our pilgrimage life on earth, the very first thing he mentions is this matter of obedience.
因为顺服呢是个基本的。
Because submission is so fundamental.
当人在学习敬畏神、顺服神所量给安排一切环境的时候，
when we learn to fear God and to be submissive to every circumstance that God has measured out for us,
继续往前的时候，就能蒙受神更多恩典。
And then, as continue to move on in the Lord, we will receive even greater grace.
我求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们一同在主的面前一同。学习这样的功课。
So let us all learn this lesson of obedience.
过我们地上寄居客人的生活。
To conduct ourselves in this sojourner's life on earth.
我们盼望在乎神自己。
Because our hope is in God Himself.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord show His grace to all of us.
讲到这，请弟兄带我们做结束。
This ends my sharing. Brother, would you please say a conclusion prayer.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你所赐下的话语。
And we thank you that we have the perfect example of obedience in Christ Jesus.
感谢你给我们一个完美的榜样，基督耶稣顺服的顺服。
So when we encounter difficulties in obedience,
当我们遇到顺服上的困难的时候，
May we remember the one who is obedient to you for us.
让我们想起为了我们学的能够完全顺服的榜样。
Lord, may we continue to conform to your Son's image.
让我们继续改变，能越来越像主。
And may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We thank you, Lord, and we want to pray all this in your Son's most holy and precious name.
我们要感谢，所有的感谢都献给你，祷告靠你宝贵主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Okay, so now if we can open.